我不想翻书嘛。
I don't want to read the book.
看到了一则旧闻，10年前的一个旧新闻。
I came across an old article from 10 years ago.
但是因为现在在10年后，
However, because it is 10 years later,
在2026年，
in 2026,
作为小白，
as a beginner,
我自己用过 AI 了。
I have used AI myself.
反而能够多少多理解了一点点10年前的这件事儿。
I can also understand a little more about what happened 10 years ago.
所以当年在2016年在首尔的那一场，
So, back in 2016 in Seoul, there was
AlphaGo 和这个李世石之战。
AlphaGo and the Lai Sexi battle.
虽然那时候新闻很热闹，
Although the news was very lively at that time,
但其实呢，离着我这种人还是很远。
but actually, I'm still quite far from people like me.
知道这个事儿，
I know about this.
第一
First,
肉眼和体感亲自使用了一部分人工智能。
humans and machines have both used AI in practice.
AI，同时呢，这10年呢，见证了这个见惯了，人类的棋手。
AI has witnessed that in the past 10 years, humans have seen
一再的、彻底的输给了这个 AI，输给算法。
Repeatedly and completely defeated by this AI, defeated by the algorithm.
大家心平气和了。
Everyone calmed down.
所以回翻过去的有价值的材料是有点用的。
Therefore, revisiting past valuable materials is somewhat useful.
很简单。
Simple.
当时李世石呢，在面对这个算法棋手之前，
When Lai Shishi faced this algorithm writer,
他已经研究过他战胜这个业余顶尖棋手。
he has already studied the way to defeat this amateur top player.
那李世石认为我是代表人类巅峰的，对吧？
Had Lai thought I was representing the peak of humanity, right?
信心很足的，
I'm confident.
所以当年2016年3月份刚开始第一盘的时候，
So, when the first game started in March 2016,
他认为基本上战胜他问题不大。
he believes that defeating him is basically not a problem.
他觉得他还得练，
He felt that he still needed to practice.
但第一局输了之后。
But after losing the first game,
他就知道，仅仅是几个月的时间，
He knew that it would only take a few months.
进步已经太快了哦。
It's too fast.
说到这儿，为什么说乱翻书？
Why do you say that I'm flipping books around randomly?
有它的价值，
It has its value.
沉浸在有益的讯息。
Immerse yourself in beneficial information.
有价值，
Valuable.
就在2016年3月份之前，
Before March 2016,
以前的时候，
Previously,
谷歌这个 AlphaGo 呢，用的是这个黄仁勋家的，英伟达家的这个芯片。
The AlphaGo that Google uses is powered by NVIDIA's chips.
临时呢，当时换成了自己的叫什么 TPU，我说不大清楚啊。
At the time, they switched to a new one called TPU, but I'm not sure what it's called.
就在那个时候开始的，就换了这么点东西。
At that time, I started to change a few things.
其实呢，他们要适配，
Actually, they need to adapt.
同时，也就是10年前，人家已经在暗自发力了。
At the same time, they had already been secretly developing for 10 years.
我们只不过是在十年之后。
We are just in 10 years.
偶尔最近这三五年看到了黄仁勋和英伟达的新闻。啊。
I've seen news about Jensen Huang and NVIDIA recently.
然后著名的第二局出现了著名的第37步。
Then the famous second game appeared, and the famous third seventh appeared. And
这个 AlphaGo 下出了第37步棋之后啊。
After AlphaGo made its 37th move.
这个棋子呢是放在了一个几乎空旷的区域。
This piece is placed in a nearly empty area.
突袭了李世石的这个右侧。
Attacked Lai Shishi's right side.
李世石啊，作为当时人类最高代表的棋手，整整反应了12分钟才做了一点反应。
Lai Shishi, as the highest representative of humanity at the time, took a full 12 minutes to react.
说白了
In short,
他后来也回忆说
He later also recalled that
他从来没见过这种走法。
He had never seen this method before.
这种小天才，人类的各种棋谱啊、案例，他看全了。
He has seen all the chess games and cases of human geniuses.
说白了，这一招。
In short, this trick is.
这一步就不是人类能走出来的。
This step is beyond human capabilities.
当时呢，在这个对弈的房间的旁边
，At that time there was a room next to the game room.
还有一个世界排名顶尖的西方的围棋选手
，There is also a top-ranked Western Go player in the world.
他叫迈克尔，雷德。
His name is Michael Reed.
蒙德。
Mont.
他当时就在旁边解说这个比赛。就他都看不懂这个棋是啥意思。
He was standing next to me, and he couldn't understand what the knights meant.
就不能理解。
I can't understand.
就是各自尝试了之后。
After each of them tried it out.
甚至认为这个不可能是正确的。
Even more, I think it's not right.
直到最后呢。
Until the end,
这一盘结束了。
The game is over.
当然李世石输了。
Of course, Lai Shishi lost.
说白了就是100步以后。
In short, it's 100 steps later.
这第37步棋才被证明是有决定性意义的。
This 37th move turned out to be decisive.
前面根本看不懂，复盘的时候才理解啊。
I couldn't understand the replay at first, but I finally understood after reviewing it.
他这么厉害。
He is so powerful.
他这么有创造力。
He is so creative.
李世石当然也很了不起了。
Lai Shishi was also very talented.
他扳回了一局。
He won the game.
大概是第四局嘛。
It was probably the fourth game.
第二局的第37步棋和第四局的李世石下出了第77
In the third game, the 37th move was made by the black player, and in the fourth game, Lai Shishi made the 77th move.
第78步棋
Seventh step
后来被称为神之一手啊。
Later known as the hand of God
从这一步开始
From this point on
他选了一个非常独特和大胆的策略
He chose a very unique and bold strategy
竟然战胜了 AlphaGo
Actually defeated AlphaGo
当然这也算是人类的一种温暖和温存。
Of course, this is also a kind of warmth and friendliness of humans.
这场比赛三年之后呢？
This competition, after 3 years,
李世石呢就退役了啊。
Well, Lai Shishu retired.
因为这个围棋啊。
Because this Go game,
在算法和算力的加持之下。
With the support of algorithms and computing power,
这个行业已经变得不一样了啊。
This industry has changed a lot.
包括咱们中文生态的柯洁
including our Chinese ecosystem, Kobe Jai.
有人开玩笑说
Someone joked that
AI 和算法太厉害了
AI and algorithms are too powerful.
他这个道心破碎
He has broken his Dao.
人也不玩了
People don't play anymore.
其实也不至于不至于人类可以做的事情更多。
Actually, there are more things humans can do.
但是呢，我在十年之后看了这个老新闻之后呢。
However, after looking at this old news 10 years later,
有几个新感触。
Several new feelings.
第一呢，就是我十年之后能多少理解一点。
First, I want to understand a little bit about what will happen in 10 years.
十年前了。
10 years ago.
既唏嘘悲凉。
Both poignant and sorrowful.
同时呢，也有这个多少。
At the same time, there are also this many.
懂了一点点，多理解了一点点的喜悦。
A little understanding, a little more joy.
好事啊。
That's great.
不是坏事。
It's not a bad thing.
就所有的坏事呢，是完全不懂的隔阂。
Regarding all the bad things, there is a complete lack of joy.
但多知道了一点点的。
But I know a little bit.
我觉得还是有它的益处的。
I think there are still its benefits.
有帮助的。
Helpful.
二一个呢，我觉得帮我理解了几件事儿。
One, I think this helped me understand a few things.
第一呢，人们总是担心啊，说这个 AI 啊，人工智能啊，什么抢夺了人类的工作。
First, people are always worried that AI, artificial intelligence, will take over human jobs.
其实我觉得这是一种狭隘的偏见。
Actually, I think this is a narrow-minded bias.
因为我们真正需要算法 AI 或者说智能机器人的，恰恰是人不会走出来的路数。
Because the way that we truly need algorithms, AI, or intelligent robots is the one that humans cannot come up with.
人类不会这么想。
Humans don't think like that.
或者就是那些人根本做不了的事情。
Or those things that people simply can't do.
那才是真正了不起的。
That's truly amazing.
你做不了你想不到的。
You can't do what you can't imagine.
才可能对我们的现实产生翻天覆地的变化。
This could bring about a profound change in our reality.
而我们担心的那些
And the things we were worried about
只不过是我们眼前那仨瓜俩枣
But these three fruits and two vegetables are right in front of us
这个棋局
This game
过去几年之后啊写哈萨比斯的那个作者呢采访了托雷格雷佩尔
In the past few years the authorOf the Has-I series was interviewed by Tarabrap.
就问他对这场比赛的感受。
Asked him about his feelings about this game.
他说了几件事。
He said a few things.
我觉得如果我们有这个心态的话。
If we have this mindset.
可以去琢磨琢磨。
Go and think about it.
他说第一啊就是初代的这个围棋系统啊。
He said that the first one is the first generation Go system.
就包括那个所谓的学习模型。
This includes the so-called learning model.
其实就是跟着人类的高手学。
Actually, it's just learning from human masters.
就是在学人类的套路。
That's just learning human tricks.
他当然从里面学了很多东西。
He certainly learned a lot from it.
摸索出了人类几千年来总结出的诸多的策略。
Explored the many strategies that humans have summarized over thousands of years.
说那个时候我们非常开心。
We were very happy at that time.
我觉得我们成了。
I think we're done.
但是后来真正的进步是什么呢？
But what is real progress later on?
就是后来这个 AI 发现人类的这些经验呢，这些策略。
Later, this AI discovered human experience and strategies.
事实上都是可以反制的。
In fact, they can all be countered.
人类可以想出招来反制。
Humans can come up with countermeasures.
他也可以。不究竟，也挺厉害。
It can also be quite good.
但是呢，还不够厉害。
But it's not enough.
于是他其实就放弃了人类的那点经验。
So, he actually abandoned the human experience.
虽然人类走了万年啊，几千年。
Although humans have lived for thousands of years.
但其实在真正的算法和算力面前，
But in reality, in the face of real algorithms and computing power,
毛毛雨了。
It's raining.
再后来，这个系统是越来越强大。
Later, the system became increasingly powerful.
然后他的下棋的路数。
Then his number of chess moves.
他的思考的方式变成了人类前所未见的模样。
His way of thinking became a sight never seen before in human history.
咱都想都想不到，是一种完全陌生的风格。
We all thought it was a completely unfamiliar style.
他落子的方式。
His way of falling.
他思考的方式。
His way of thinking.
他在棋盘上的布局，包括随着比赛的推进。
His arrangement on the chessboard includes, as the game progresses,
他第五十步怎么样？
What about the 50th step?
三十步的时候怎么样预埋的坑？
What should I do to set up a trap when I'm 30 steps away?
一百步之后又怎么去挣扎？
What's the point of struggling after 100 steps?
怎么样去反制？
How to counter?
你会发现人类这个想不到。
You will find that humans are so amazing.
原来他之前有这样的盘根错节的
He had complicated situation before.
预埋伏草生灰线。
Pre-bury the grass rope.
这根本不是人类能玩出来的。
This is not something that humans can play.
当然他说了一段很深沉的话。
Of course, he also said a very profound sentence.
有点类似于《三体》里那种，这个面对外星人那种感觉。
A bit like the feeling of facing aliens in the three-body problem.
他说，你看着看着会感觉，你越懂。
He said that the more you look at it, the more you understand.
你会越觉得这就是魔法。
You will find that this is magic.
当然随着他越来越厉害。
Of course, as he became more and more skilled.
你也知道。
You also know.
其实这不是魔法。
This is not magic.
而是算法的厉害，是算法的先见之明。
Instead, the power of the algorithm lies in its foresight.
只不过在我们这些低等智能看来，
However, from our perspective as low-level intelligence,
它像魔法。
He is like magic.